Hey, it's BB, and it is my bedtime. And I received a really nice message today from a listener who said that something that I had created had made a difference to them. And I was really touched by that. I think we sometimes forget that, we're all here having a little sexy fun, but sometimes these things that we do, they actually do touch people's lives. Don't get me wrong, I'm not making us all out to be, or myself out to be any kind of, you know, selfless public servant. But, this was significant. It was no small thing. And so I thought I would go out on a limb and, because this person was so brave and forthcoming with their experience, I thought I would share one of mine. And, I actually, when I came to GWA, because of childhood history, and I'm not going to get into it, but you can figure it out. I had a very visceral reaction to the sound of a man's belt being taken off. So that, you know, just the clinky sound of a buckle. It was associated with some negative experiences. And when I first started listening to audios and I would hear that, it would pretty much turn me off. And I would just have to shut off the audio. Nothing terribly traumatic, but there was a definite memory, you know, sort of like a, I was going to say muscle memory, but that's not it. You know, a connection between the sound and my memories. And I decided to do a little experiment. I had read a little bit about desensitization therapy and thought, I wonder, you know, if I listened to audios specifically with that sound in them. Maybe if I listened to audios from performers whose voices I had come to be comfortable with and to trust, if I could change that. And it took me about a year, because let's face it, it wasn't a pleasant thing to do. But I did. I changed it. I am now able to hear that sound in an audio, and, you know, it's certain contexts, you know, we all have our preferences and our tastes. But in the type of audios that I like to listen to, I am able to hear that sound the way I think a lot of other people hear it, which is building anticipation. You know, it's a harbinger of good things to come. So I just wanted to throw that out there that, you know, sometimes we think we're just goofing around, and maybe most of the time we are, but there have been times when in the process of listening to or creating audios that I've had very meaningful experiences. And that was one of them. So, oh, and by the way, I'm naked in bed. I always record naked in bed, always. So I always sleep naked too. It's just the most comfortable thing to me. So that's all. Just a little thoughts as I get ready to go to sleep. I still can't believe that I have people who listen to me. And I just want to say thank you. It's a lot of fun. And especially when somebody says that they were positively affected by something I did, I think that's really cool. So I've said it before and I'll say it again. Audio porn. Who knew?